This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, breast reconstruction. Patients can opt for implants, but they can also choose the option of using their own abdominal tissue to rebuild the breast. Doctors at UT Southwestern Medical Center have developed a technique aimed at improving results and reducing complications from single breast reconstruction. I talked about this with Dr. Sermit Teoshia, an associate professor of plastic surgery and director of the breast reconstruction program at the Harold C. Simmons Comprehensive Cancer Center.
A CT angiogram, standard CAT scan, injects a dye into blood vessels and eventually uptake into these tiny blood vessels. In this particular case, we're looking at lower abdominal fatty tissue to look at the blood vessels. We call these names such as perforators because they come through muscle and tissue and eventually supply the skin and fat. Mm-hmm. Because essentially, you're creating a breast to mimic what is missing, and what you're missing is some skin and some fat.
What would be an ideal blood vessel?
Something we can visualize on a CT angiogram. And in the operating room, we translate that into visually looking at it and listening to it using Doppler devices. And one can make a decision based on the adequacy and the caliber of the blood vessels.
And then the scan is used in designing what's called the pedicle flap?
Well, the pedicle is any blood vessel that comes with an artery and a vein, and it supplies tissue. The CAT scan will look at the pedicle, but it's more than that. It looks at the tiny branches that come off that pedicle, and those are called the perforators. And the decision is based on those tiny blood vessels, and some of them are in the submillimeter range.
But just how tricky is this kind of operation?
In experienced hands, the success is greater than 99%. You have to find a surgical team that has anesthesiologists and nursing care and also monitoring even after surgery. So it's not a one-component aspect. It's not entirely just for the surgeon to do the operation. It's also getting the efficiency in the operating room, doing this safely, making sure that the tissue will continue to thrive when it's transplanted essentially onto the breast. Essentially, it's a transplant from one part of the body to another. In this situation, it's skin and fat to make a breast.
Before that, so you go through all of this with the patient.
They can opt out because it is involved, and it does take several steps over the course of months or even a year. If they're to undergo other cancer treatments such as chemotherapy and radiation, it could be up to 1 year or could be 2 years with small multiple surgeries. We choose to do it in a delayed fashion after their cancer treatment is generally finished.
What are the advantages of this particular new approach that you're taking?
You have a very good assessment of what the blood vessels will look like prior to surgery, how we will design that prior to surgery and in the operating room, and to map out the sequence of the blood vessels that we'll have to hook up under the microscope. And so that's where this study is helpful, to strategically position the blood vessels in a way that you can shape the breast. So it's a dialogue that's constantly taken in the operating room with the surgical team members to benefit the ultimate outcome, which is for the woman, enhanced appearance or a better appearance to perhaps what they had prior, or to replace the tissue that is missing from them.
I imagine doing this, what, maybe avoids long-term complications or complications, period?
In successful centers like UT Southwestern, the complication of the tissue loss or none of this tissue working should be in the range of 1% to 2%. But there are other immediate complications that are certainly common, such as wounds and scabs and healing and pain. They're all temporary, and eventually the body does heal. But they avoid long-term complications and issues with implants that may occur over time. And there are instances where implants may not be as favorable, such as radiation. And in this situation, the lower abdominal tissue, or a fatty tissue from another part of the body, is certainly the gold standard.
As opposed to implants, which might seem to be a faster way to go.
The recovery is much more enhanced, earlier return to work, and they have excellent outcomes in many, many studies. But generally, they need to be repeated over the years. And the younger the woman is, the more surgeries they are may be looking forward to their lifetime. So there are various factors that go into the decision-making before one is undergoing this type of procedure.
Dr. Teoshia, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, sir.